30 years ago, we had just completed our year-long run of the complete works of William Shakespeare abridged at the Arts Theatre in London. We had done voices in Steven Spielberg's animated film Balto. We had released the reduced Shakespeare radio show, and we had completed our first television film, The Ring Reduced. We were literally the Rhine Maidens of all media. Gentlemen, how are you celebrating this 30-year anniversary?
I'm going to celebrate it with sushi from Waitrose.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. I'm Austin Titchener, co-artistic director of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, now in its 19th year, number 936, Ring Reduced Remembered.
Hello again, and welcome. In creating his majestic ring cycle, Richard Wagner's task was to take the epic Germanic and Norse myths that were his source and distill them into a dramatic musical presentation that was both clear and comprehensible. This task Wagner failed to accomplish. Tonight, the Reduced Shakespeare Company will compress the very essence of Wagner's opera into a brief and palatable 24 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely lovely for me to present the Reduced Shakespeare Company and their ring, Reduced.
That was actress Annette Badland playing opera diva Dame Glynis Jones introducing The Ring Reduced, in which we performed Wagner's epic ring cycle and which premiered on Channel 4 in the UK 30 years ago in 1994. And since this episode marks the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast's 18th birthday, we debuted 936 weeks ago in 2006, it seemed like the perfect time for Adam Long, Reed Martin, and I to gather on Zoom and reminisce about our arguably greatest act of reduction ever.
I mean, it seems like a perfect idea. The Reduced Shakespeare Company taking on a 22-hour epic Wagner opera. But did we pitch it? Did somebody pitch it to us? How did it happen?
It all started with Valdemar Januszek at Channel 4 in the UK, who was a big fan of Wagner and a big fan of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. And he approached Mike Lerner at Mentorn Films, which is where my wife was working at the time. And he said, do you think the Reduced Shakespeare Company could do all of Wagner's ring cycle in 1 half-hour slot for Channel 4? And of course, a half hour on Channel 4 is actually only 23 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Lerner wisely said, I'm sure they can. And so they approached us, and immediately we said yes, not knowing what we were getting ourselves into. And they got, do you remember Simon Pettid, who was the repetiteur from Covent Garden?
I remember him so clearly because when I knew we were going to be talking about this, I just remember, wow, they brought in legit musical people, like our repetiteur, whose job, right, is to teach us the melodies and how to sing it.
He's the accompanist and sort of the musical director, yeah.
Yeah.
And he started by sort of just giving us a brief rundown of what the plot was of the ring cycle, because none of us really even knew what we were getting ourselves into. And as I remember, we sat in a room with him for two full days just being told the plot. I don't know why, but that was even more daunting than the complete works of William Shakespeare. Because it all had to be set to music as well, didn't it?
Right.
Well, and Wagner's music, mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly. Except for one brief Australian folk song.
Waltzing Matilda.
Which Wagner would have approved.
Now I feel like I've started this conversation and I'm kicking myself for not going back and having watched the thing ahead of time, ahead of our conversation. But how did we broke it down into acts and genres, right?
Yeah.
Well, there were four parts, right? One for each of the four operas in the ring cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember two or three things very clearly is that Annette Badland played our mistress of ceremonies and has lately become so famous for Ted Lasso, as has our director of the ring cycle.
Yeah. Declan Lowney, who is Ted Lasso, directed Wagner's Ring Cycle Reduced.
And Annette Badland runs the pub in Ted Lasso, so they've done okay for themselves.
Well, Declan must have known of Annette because of us.
Yeah.
So in a way, we invented Ted Lasso.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
My other memory is at the very end in the background, you can see me chasing a little person. Is it a Nibelung or something?
A Nibelung dwarf.
Yes. And that was my niece, Susan Bush, who is now in her mid-30s and has two kids. She was like 3 at the time. It's weird. She's gotten older, but we're all exactly the same.
That was the end of the first part of the first part of the Ring Reduced, where we were in the dressing room preparing to go on as the Rhine Maidens, and trying to explain the plot, getting it wrong. And I remember filming it like the very popular TV show at the time, NYPD Blue. A lot of handheld cameras that give the viewers headaches when they try to follow what's happening.
And then because we spend so long trying to figure out the plot, we run out of time for the Nibelung dwarves. So we have to we have to fire the Nibelung dwarves. And that's why Reed ends up running around grabbing people and throwing them out. So we did I'm just looking at the movements here. The first movement is Das Rheingold. And it's all about how the ring of gold is forged and it gets fought over by a couple of giants and stolen by an evil dwarf. And that we did in classic Reduced Shakespeare Company style with music that was composed by a reputable musical composer, Michael something, whose name, I can't remember his last name. The second movement was Die Walküre, which has got the classic, hi-ya-da-ho, hi-ya-da-ho. And that we did, that was the one where we translated it into Waltzing Matilda. And we sang it. It was like Die Walküre unplugged.
Right. Yes. Because we were in a studio like the very popular MTV show at the time. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And
with
then
Austin on keyboards and Adam on guitar and me on accordion.
Yeah. And that was the one where the brother ends up marrying the sister because that's what people used to do back in those days, and it all goes wrong. And then we did, then the third movement was Siegfried, and that was the one that we did in actual German with subtitles.
Some pigeon German, yes, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, actual is doing a lot of work there.
We had to learn actual, because we're geniuses in polymaths, and doing it in German was no problem for us. And then the final one, Götterdämmerung, the Twilight of the Gods, we ran out of time with that one.
Not literally, but within the plot of the...
Well, no, it literally we did. We had 2 days to shoot the darn thing. And we came to the end of the second day. We had only 20 minutes left, and we hadn't shot Götterdämmerung yet.
Oh, I'd forgotten this.
So we just gathered up all the props and all the costumes and just ran around screaming as fast as we possibly could. I remember slipping on the slippery floor that had been completely oiled up by all the dry ice smoke. I think we performed Götterdämmerung in under 30 seconds, and we recorded it in under 20 minutes.
And it ended with, didn't it end with the three of us running down stage directly towards the camera and falling in a plastic wading pool while we and others threw props at us?
Something like that. Yes, very much so. And this is I believe, an opera that normally takes 8 hours, and we managed to condense it down to 30 seconds.
I remember we were the world's ugliest Rhine Maidens. That was fun. And yeah, I remember there's a Busby Berkeley shot at the end of one of the parts where we're lying on the floor as the Rhine Maidens. And then they, I guess, probably in post-production, spun us and shrunk us like we were going down the drain. I thought that was great. I remember it was so fun doing scenes that were cut together, so we're acting with ourselves, right?
Yeah, right. That's right.
Other than a few supporting characters, we're playing everybody. And so shooting one thing and, you know, and then looking up because we're playing a little person, but we're talking to ourselves as a giant and that sort of thing. That was really fun.
Exactly. Yeah. And Reed, I think you're absolutely right about us. I think we are in the Guinness Book of World Record for the ugliest Rhine maidens.
I think that's true. Yes.
I loved the fact and remember most fondly the fact that we actually got to sing. It was our version of doing a musical. And we didn't, I mean, except for the I don't think we sang any actually opera. We just sang in our own dopey voices, but it was still, we made a beautiful sound, the three of us.
Yeah, I think we got a career ahead of us in opera.
But I remember Adam, your wife Alex was always saying, you guys should sing more, which is possibly why we we had already put music into the America show and why we were emboldened to write more music, I think, for the Bible Complete Word of God Abridged, which was our next show, but we hadn't written at this point.
Yeah, our voices blended really nicely. I don't see why more companies don't perform our shortened version all the time, all around the world. It's got beautiful harmonies in it. Yeah. It tells you everything you need to know. It's easy on the ears, easy on the eyes, and it's the way it should be done.
Another thing I remember about it was I think they all thought I was more skilled at the accordion than I was. And early on, they said, okay, now this is the part of the ring cycle you'll need to play on the accordion. And I'm going, I'm not skilled enough to do that. So they brought in like a professional kick-ass accordionist. And he was great. Thank God.
Was it Simon?
Yeah.
Because at one point he's wearing an accordion too, I think. It wasn't Simon.
Simon hired somebody from the London Symphony Orchestra who plays accordion with the London Symphony Orchestra who came in and played for the Ring of Deuce. But you guys, you're forgetting the most expensive and difficult part of the entire production.
The anvil?
In Das Rheingold, this evil dwarf gets a hold of the Ring of Power. And the king and the queen are trying to figure out how do we get it from the evil dwarf. So they say to him, well, I'll bet you it's not so powerful that you could turn yourself into something little, like a toad. And when Simon the Repetiteur told us this story about them using the Ring of Power to turn into a toad, Declan misunderstood and thought he said toe. And then we became obsessed with the idea that the evil dwarf used the Ring of Power to turn into a giant toe, which was what gave them the chance to steal the ring back. So they had to hire an artist to make a toe suit. I think, Reed, did you play the toe? It was like an 8-foot-tall big toe.
I think it was you, because I watched it not too long ago. I feel like it was you turned into
Maybe anybody listening to this will give a dollar to the first person who correctly guesses which member of the Reduced Shakespeare Company played the 8-foot-tall giant toe.
But it was a thing of beauty. It was like a team mascot kind of costume, you know, with a hole cut out for the face.
Yeah, right. I mean, it genuinely looked like a giant toe.
Yeah, and with the face sticking out of the toenail. Yeah.
I mean, I remember when we first came up with the idea of like that giant Abraham Lincoln for the American History Show. and there's a lot riding on it, because when you come up with a joke like that, like most jokes, you can just try it, and if it gets a laugh, you keep it, and if it doesn't get a laugh, you throw it out. But with something like a giant toe or a 10-foot-tall Abraham Lincoln, somebody's got to actually build the thing. And if it turns out to not be funny, you've just wasted a lot of time for a lot of people.
time and money. Well,
time and money.
Yeah, on stage, at least you'll hear the laugh and you'll know that it works or it doesn't. I guess on TV, I guess the advantage on TV is if there's no laugh, nobody knows. So on TV, it may not be funny, but it could be amusing.
Well, there's no doubt though that that giant toe was a hit, because we were getting, the toe was getting fan mail. I mean, people were writing in. There were people like queued up at the television studio waiting to say hello to the toe. I think it got a few marriage proposals. we had to say, look, this toad is a fictional character, and it's just a mistaken pronunciation. It doesn't really exist.
Watch, now it'll have its own Instagram account.
People wanted clips, you know, I mean, of the toenail.
You can have this wall of gold, but not even for the world would I give up the ring.
Give it to them.
I will not give up the ring.
Give them the ring.
Oh, all right. Mine is to ring.
No, the ring is to mine.
Mine is to ring.
No, the doggone ring is to mine.
Follow me, wife. Dwell with me in Valhalla. They are hastening to their end. Oh, they think they are so great.
I'm Adrian Scarborough from TV's Gavin and Stacey, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Lucky you.
Where can you RSC the RSC? We'll perform the ultimate Christmas show abridged from December 9th or 11th at the South Padre Island Convention Center in Texas. And next March of 2025, we'll return to the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts for the three-week Lort Theater premiere of The Comedy of Hamlet, a prequel. Check out the touring page at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com, or our social media pages for venue and ticket information. And now back to my conversation with Adam Long and Reed Martin, in which we remember The Ring Reduced, which was broadcast on UK's Channel 4 30 years ago.
What surprises me now as I think about it is that there wasn't more confusion with Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. There's a couple of Lord of the Rings jokes, but only a couple, and now it occurs to me, my instinct now would have been to go all in on confusing it with Tolkien, but I'm really glad we didn't.
But the movies hadn't come out yet, right?
No, correct, yes.
Oh, they hadn't.
So I think that's the difference.
Maybe.
I'll tell you one of my favorite facts from learning all about the Ring cycle.
Yes.
Is that, so I think Wagner started writing it in 1848. And he wrote the first movement and then the second movement. And then he got about halfway through the third movement. He felt like something just wasn't right. So he put it aside and let it sit for 25 years.
Which is the running time of the opera.
Which is about the running. Yeah, exactly. It's about the running time. And then he came back to Siegfried 25 years later and finished it. Now that's, and people who are experts in music, when they listen to Siegfried, they can hear this sudden change, this jump in the music where, you know, because the way he was writing 25, like he was in his punk phase 25 years later.
Well, I noticed that at the time we were shooting it, but I just didn't want to be a show off and say anything.
Yeah. And you don't want to make Wagner look bad saying, oh, no. Your attention span was so short. You only spent 2 years, then you forgot about it for the next 25 years. You're a loser.
One of the loveliest responses I remember getting about to The Ring Reduced was an email from our friend Rose Scarborough, who was our stage manager at the Arts, married to British National Treasure, Adrian Scarborough. She sent me a letter saying, really loving The Ring Reduced. Because of the line, and he sang to his sister and he kissed her on her billabong. She said, Adrian's currently looking for my billabong.
Whoa.
Well, isn't that Badlands, our MC's character's name?
Dame Glynnis Jones, right?
Yes, that sounds right. Dame Glynnis. Jones. Yeah.
And she delivered magnificently the second joke in the script. The first joke was the on-screen text dedication to the many thousands of people who have lost their lives in productions of Wagner's Ring Cycle. And the joke that she said was something like, well, I can't recite it. You know what I'll do? I'll play the joke and I don't have to remember it.
There you go. It is absolutely lovely to present, or something like that.
Yeah, it is absolutely lovely of me to present.
Yeah, something like that.
That was a joke.
I remember when we were shooting it, and like I was sitting to one side, like watching her perform, and she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, darling, but you're in my eye line." And it suddenly dawned on me, wow, we don't usually work with real actors.
A tradition that continues to this day.
Getting back to what you were saying, Adam, about I'm sorry that more companies don't pick this up. For a heartbeat there, at least on this side of the pond, there was some discussion about, oh, we should reduce the entire world of opera and make the Wagner our Hamlet, you know, the final 20 minutes of the show. And there just wasn't enough interest in that. And we're probably not the company to do that anyway, but it should be done.
We were told that Wagner is actually more popular than Shakespeare. We were told that there are Wagner festivals all over the world that are attended by millions of people every year. But what we were not told is that all of those millions of people have no sense of humor at all. Yeah. They don't want to see a comic version of Wagner because they have no idea what funny is.
Right.
They're serious people.
What's the name of the lady who did the whole Wonder Woman Ring Cycle? She was a former opera singer, and she performed a solo show. I used to remember her. My parents took me to see her. She was funny.
Is it Anna Russell?
That's it.
Anna Russell, that's it. Yeah, my parents took us to see Anna Russell, and she was, you know, I didn't know anything about it, but she was funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I take it back then. There are a few people who like Wagner. There's one person who likes Wagner who has a sense of humor.
Well, and that was a half a century ago. So I think they've lost their sense of humor.
You know, that there was a production of the third one. Is it Siegfried, the third one, that I went and I tried to see playing in London? And I say I tried to see it. I sat through 6 hours of it, but I couldn't make it to the end. I left 3 hours before the end. But I managed to sit through 6 hours of it.
Wow.
And then missed the last 3 hours. But I got to see the dragon. That was very exciting.
Did we have a dragon? We didn't have a dragon in ours.
We did have a dragon. I think I played the dragon.
Yeah, you were in a dragon suit. That was in our all-German version.
Yeah. The other thing I remember is maybe about 10 years ago, Austin and I were, somehow the Ring Reduced came up. And said, well, let's reach out to Adam and Alex said, hey, you know, that was so fun. Do you think, could we do something else along these lines? And Adam and Alex says, nobody would buy anything close to this anymore.
but now they would. We could do something on YouTube. Let's do it, you guys. Have you seen those guys? Oh, God, what is it? Like, there are these guys who just do like shot for shot. They'll do like the trailer for Spider-Man. And they'll like imitate all the music and they'll do every shot, but they do it all with cardboard and marker pens and crayons. And we could do something like that. And there's nothing more that's less pathetic than three men in their 60s playing with cardboard and crayons and posting it on YouTube.
For free.
For free.
Pathetic has never stopped us before.
No, I think we should definitely do it. Wagner's Ring Cycle as done by three guys in their 60s with crayons and cardboard.
Done.
Yep.
That email I got from Rose was the kind of the only sense of the fact that people saw it. Do you, Adam, remember you and Alex getting any sense of what the public response was? Was it apathy? Was it
my agent sent us a 7-word response, which was, "You guys need your heads banged together."
not a lie.
A lot of people really loved it. A lot of, especially Wagner aficionados. Is that how you say it? We got a lot of great feedback from people who love Wagner and understood a lot of the little hidden. There were loads of little hidden jokes in there for people who were Wagner fans. A lot of Wagner fans who just came out of the woodwork and said, "Oh my gosh, this should be, you should do this. You should go on tour with it. Come to my town and perform it." There was a lot of enthusiasm, but maybe just not quite enough enthusiasm to actually build the show, rehearse it, and take it off on tour.
I seem to recall we got one or two nice short, you know, crit reviews, like in the Radio Times or something, you know, just in the listing of somebody who'd seen it, you know, recommended it.
Like our radio show and our attempt at the Complete Millennium Musical Abridged, our foray into opera was so successful, we've never done another one.
Some of the comments that we got on YouTube are wonderful. Gotta hand it to three grown men willing to do this. That Valkyrie song is both hilarious and completely accurate. The lobster, oh my gosh. That's where Friends got Phoebe's lines, where they were singing in German, and then you hear uno momento, por favor. Ha ha ha. Oh yeah, a lot of love being heaped on our ring cycle from the 12,000 viewers that have watched.
So to all our opera company managing directors, if you're looking for go a little popular, bring in a new crowd, we're willing to talk.
That's right. That's right.
And then somebody else says, "What the heck did I just watch?" Which is exactly the sort of response you want to get. And the final comment is, "Never heard of this. The only Ring I know is the horror film." And that's actually a really good point, isn't it? The Ring horror series has stolen the thunder from Wagner. So I think the world needs us to remount this show, take it off on tour, and wrest the Ring back from the horror movie and back to Wagner's music where it naturally belongs.
Well, you guys have inspired me. Now that we're finished recording, I'm going to go watch this thing. It sounds pretty good.
It is. It's funny.
Yeah, me too. Me too, for sure.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, except for one more thing, which I'll share with you in about 60 seconds, so stick around. You can watch The Ring Reduced right now on our website or on YouTube, and then you must send us your mighty forge via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com, or throw a comment to us over on the socials or on our own actual website, reducedshakespeare.com, or visit my website, theshakespearians.com. Thanks, as always, to Fourth Rhine Maiden Matthew Croke, web services by Ginger Power Limited, music by John Weber Garage Band and Richard Wagner. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Rachel Lyons. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Olivier Award-winning actor Adrian Scarborough. And as always, thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 936 2808ths of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
I'm looking at the comments now, too, and there's somebody who put the link to Anna Russell's version of The Ring, and also somebody catching the Easter egg of, LOL, the beer is called Leitmotif.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.